This is What Your Family's Always at number one. We are Brisbane's 96.5, and it's nice to have you listening this morning to The Family Show. You've got Liam and Robbie on the air. Our next guest would intimidate most, apart from the fact that, Robbie, you and I are the same size as former pro wrestler Jeff Bearden, who has turned to motivational speaking. He joins us live from the States this morning. He goes into the schools, not only motivates the kids, but talks to them about a whole range of life issues. Must be a very different world, Jeff, to the days when you were strapping on the lycra and wrestling in a ring for a living. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Yeah, we're really well.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different from the days of the wrestling. I guess I kind of decided it was a lot easier for me to run my mouth for a living than to get hit in the head with a chair every night.
Tell us a bit about how grueling that whole industry is. I mean, it must be really tough on the body.
Oh, it is. And I mean, it's, you know, when I was at my busiest points throughout my career, I was doing, you know, 200 to 250 shows a year. And, you know, there's just not really a time off. Like most professional sports have got a season. You know, professional wrestling goes 365 days a year. And, you know, I was all over the place with it.
Which part of the body's feeling it the most? Is it the knees or the neck?
The neck.
Oh, is it?
And the knees. I just had a knee replaced a year ago. And then I had my neck reconstructed about 2 years ago.
Did you have a signature move? You know, like they, everyone has their signature, you know, jump off the corner, or, you know, what is there anything specifically you were known for?
You know, I used a power bomb a lot. So, I mean, that was, you know, basically spinning somebody up over my head and then bringing them down on their back.
Goodness.
You know, I used that a lot, and the choke slam and things like that. Most of my stuff was all high impact things.
Talk to us now about your modern-day career. I know you've had an amazing life change, turned your life back towards faith, and now go into schools. And talk to kids, I guess, about choices. You talk to them about bullying, things they see. What's their first reaction when they see a former pro wrestler? As big as yourself, you must be about 6'4". What do they think when they see you walk into their classroom?
I haven't been 6'4" since I was about 15 years old.
You're on the way down now.
I mean, you know, I'm seven foot and about 370 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Goodness me.
What do they think when they see you?
Oh, I mean, it always catches their attention, which is, you know, which is always a great thing because it opens them up to listen to what I have to say afterwards. Because now they're wanting to pay attention to hear, it's like, oh, this guy's big. How big is he? And, oh, he's a wrestler. I wonder, you know, what if he, I know any of the guys that he wrestled against and, you know, various things like that. But it opens them up to where they're willing to listen to me a lot more because I've established myself as soon as they see my son. Right. So, I mean, I'm able to use that to my advantage.
Would I be right in saying that, you know, you have a particular avenue to get to boys, particularly at that adolescent age where they think it is all about, you know, toughness and physicality rather than maybe what's really going on the inside?
You know, I really touch everybody, whether it's high school, middle school, boys, girls, athletes, non-athletes. You know, I'm really able to, I get really deep in stuff sometimes into some of the issues that they're facing. You know, the bullying issue is a big thing here, which it is around the world. And, you know, I actually write for a teen magazine in New Zealand called Tearaway Magazine and stuff. It's a, you know, basically just a teens online magazine stuff that I have a monthly column with them. So I deal with a lot of different teen issues besides just the bullying, you know, peer pressure, teenage suicide, drug and alcohol addiction, making wise choices, better self-esteem. You know, just about anything except the kids are going through is if I like to try to help them work out through those problems.
Before we let you go, Jeff, what is your message of hope to the kids? What do you leave them with? I mean, because as you said, problems are universal, whether it be addiction or teen suicide. What do you leave them with before you, you know, I mean, they've seen the razzle-dazzle of the pro wrestler. You got their captive attention. They're not going to argue with you. I imagine they have a very quiet class, which is pretty unusual for teenage kids. And what's the lasting message that you leave them as you walk out the door?
You know, I want everybody to feel special, you know, that they're an amazing part of this world. And I mean, it's everybody and stuff in this world together and stuff is what makes the world go round, be it a big part in the world or a small part. And I always want kids to realize just how special of a person that they are and what they can be. I mean, I always tell them, it's that the two most important words that they'll ever learn is that consist of three letters, I am. And once they can start working with that, then they increase it by a letter and go to I can. And once they start realizing that they can do whatever they put their minds to it, and that they, you know, I am beautiful, I am an important person, I am amazing, they start developing a better self-esteem for themselves. And once they've got that better self-esteem, it's harder to be bullied when you feel good about yourself. Because bullies look for somebody that they feel is weak. They want that, you know, they want a reaction from other people. And if they're not getting that reaction, they move on to somebody else.
You really do have an amazing story, mate, from wrestling the world's best to tackling issues that are so grassroots to the kids. And we found your story quite amazing. It's nice to have you on for a chat. JeffBearden.com is where you can find out more. Former pro wrestler who's now just talking on positive topics, motivational speaking in schools around the world. It's lovely to have you on for a chat, and we wish you continued success. You're doing a great job, mate. Well done.
Thank you so much for having me.
A great story too. He's a really nice guy, and Google Jeff Bearden. He is a big boy. He's about 7 foot.
He's a big man.
Former pro wrestler, now doing motivational speaking in school. So joining us today, we're Family's Always Number One here at 96.5.